Last time we left off, we were working within the chazaka of Ein Adam Osa Bilaso Bi'ilas Nus. We mentioned that there are two other times where this concept appears in Shas, and one of them was in the Mishnah, Machlokes Beishama Beisilo, Maseches Gittin, where someone is Megarish as Ishto, Velona Imam Pundaki, that on the way back, I don't know exactly the Metzias, but on the way back from getting divorced, they spent the night together at a hotel. And the Pashtus is that they slept in the same room, and they are certainly in a situation of what we call Libo Gaspa. So we assume that he was Boel, his former wife. And it's Machlokes Beishama Beisilel, whether or not we are Choshesh for the Kiddushin. Beisilel holds that you need another get, and Beishama holds you don't need another get. Right? That's the Gemara in Gittin Daf Pei Aleph. It's Mishnah in the Gemara in Gittin Daf Pei Aleph. So we say, what about the Edim? Were there any Edim? So we said that it depends. In a situation where they're not really so close, we don't say that Heinei Nedei Yichud, Heinei Nedei Bia. We don't say automatically that we assume that they had Bia just because we saw that they were Misyachid one with the other and they stayed in the same room. However, in a case where it was an almanamin and a suin that they had lived together for many years as husband and wife, kulei alma lo pligi, we would say hein hein edei yichud, hein hein edei bia. In that case, because we assume that they went back to their normal behavior, and since it was a situation of libo gaspa that they were comfortable around one another, that he probably had bia, and we have a chazaka ein adamosa bilaso bilas nus. And therefore, in deference to the isser of having a beer with a pnuya, which we're not really going to get into, but it's really a discussion in the Rishonim, whether that's an isser d'oraisa, and whether or not it's a salzona. That's the famous sheet of the Rambam. But nevertheless, did you guys discuss that at all, by the way, in terms of Pesach, Pasuach, Matzasi, Safik, Tachtov, Safik, Lo Tachtov, by the Kohen? Did you discuss that inyan at all in terms of the Shitas Rambam that upon is Baal Apnuya saw Zona? Okay. What? Okay, whatever. It's something that's worthy of discussion. So and next time you come around the first Perek in Ksuvos, you'll try to work on that. It's a good thing to try to understand the Shitas Rambam on those Gemaras. Okay. Regardless, in this case, we assume that he had beer with her. And ain't the muscle be lost? No, so he was bowl Lashem Kiddushin. I know Adam, so we said, ain't any Yichud, ain't any Bia. Fine. There's another Gemara in Mesech Yevamis. It's the opening Mishnah and Gemara in Perek Beishamai and Dafkuv Zayin Amid Aleph. Beishamai Beisil have a discussion whether you can do Miyun by a Nesua. Can a Nesua do Miyun? You guys remember what Miyun is? We've discussed it it's come up a couple of times in Ksuvis, right, where you have the Kedushin Derabanan, if the mother and or brothers of a Yisoma are Makadisher to a man in order that she should have some sort of a structure in her life, that she shouldn't live a life of Hefkeris, they're Makadisher to a man, so generally speaking, she's allowed to walk out of that marriage because the Kedushin is only made Derabanan, and therefore the Rabbanan will Misakein, Miyun, that she can walk away at any time, and we're not Choshish that she needs a get or anything like that. So that's definitely true by Erisin. What about by Nisuin? So Beishamai says, Ein Memanin Ela Arusos. Ubeisil Omrim Arusos V'Nisuos. Right? Beisil says, even Nisuos can do Miyun, it's not a problem. And then they go on, they list off different nafkaminas in terms of how they view Miyun. So we got along, the Gemara then gets on a discussion as to what the reason of Beishamai is, what the reason of Beisil is, and the Gemara brings in not the first day but the second day brings in Rabbi of Rabbi Yosef Dami Tarvayo Time of the Beishama the Fisha Ein Adam Osa Bilaso Beilas Znus. The reason Beishamai holds in the Suah can't do Miyun is that the same Chazaka that we've been discussing before Ein Adam Osa Bilaso Beilas Znus. So Rashi explains, how does this equal no Miyun? Right? It's a question, what does one thing have to do with the other? So Rashi explains, V'rabbanon tiknu nisuin l'ktana, k'dei shelo yinagu ba minig hefker, Kidarma Lakaman. Right? So the Gemara is going to say later on, the whole reason for the takana of this Kiddushin Derabanan was that she shouldn't live a life of Keres. She should be under the auspices of someone who's able to take care of her and guide her on the proper path now that her father's not around. The Iyamrit Namana, and if you could say that she's going to walk away from the marriage, what's going to happen to the Bia? It's going to retroactively, like we say by the Afkinu cases, right? It's going to be retroactively be a Bia's Nus. And if that's the case, we're going to say that Mimne Velo Nasvela, then all the men of the world are going to refrain from doing this Kiddushin Derabanan because they're afraid that they're going to live together as husband and wife. And then one day she's going to be like, I don't like that guy too much. I actually met somebody much nicer. I'm going to go marry him. And she's going to walk out of the marriage. And it turns out that the guy's going to have been bol bias nus. And because nobody's going to want to get involved in such a marriage, the whole takana derabanan is going to be uprooted, and the purpose is going to have gone to waste. The Chachamim wanted people doing this Kiddushin derabanan. They didn't want people avoiding the situation, and therefore, Reish Lakish says, we don't allow the woman to do miyun after the nisuin. Once they've been living together as husband and wife, it's too late. You can't do miyun after that. Beis Hillel disagrees, whatever, the Gemara gives the reason over there, and it goes through the discussion. You don't have to worry about it right now. But what you see from this Gemara in Yevamos is that Beis Shammai has the chazaka that we have in the name of Rav, and that he says the opposite of in Maseches Gittin. Maseches Gittin, he says the whole svara that of Lani Mabapundaki is Adam Osebila Sobilas Nus, that it's shaykh that somebody would make his Bias Nus, and therefore we're not choshishin l'kiddushin, whereas Beis Hillel says we are. Over here, it's the opposite. Over here, Beis Shammai holds the whole svara why we don't institute miyun for a nesua is ein adam osebila sobilas nus. So which one is it? Does Beis Shammai hold of the chazaka, or does he not hold of the chazaka? Yes.
Do the Gemara's? I know the Gemara in Yevamos says it, but does the Gemara get all? I mean, does the Gemara say straight out that Beis Shammai doesn't hold of it?
The Gemara in Gittin says Beferish, what's the reason for Beis Shammai? What's the reason for Beis Hillel? Beis Shammai says, Adam Osebilas Abilas Nus, and Beis Hillel says, Ein Adam Osebilas Abilas Nus. So why the stira in Beis Shammai? Why the stira in Beis Shammai? And it's not necessary because the Gemara actually starts with a different biur in Shitas Beis Shammai, so you don't have to come on to this svar of Ein Adam Osebilas Abilas Nus. You could have said that the Gemara in Gittin is the Iker, and then Beis Shammai really holds Adam Osebilas Abilas Nus, and Beis Hillel is the one who disagrees. That still wouldn't affect our Gemara in Ksuvis. Do you understand why? Because we're working within Shitas Rav. Beis Shammai is long gone. So generally speaking, we work within the Shitas of Beis Hillel. And therefore, it wouldn't be a problem anyway if Beis Shammai held Adam Osebilas Abilas Nus. It wouldn't affect us at all, and we could have just left well enough alone in Yevamos and not brought in that Svara. So this is the Kasha of Tosfos. It's Kasha of a lot of Rishonim. There's a short Tosus over here, Kuv Zayin Amin Aleph and Yevamos, Dir Maschal Taima de Beis Shammai. And he quotes the Stira. Kosher Lari, the Perak HaZorek, Gabay Magarish is Ishto, Velon Ima Bumpundiki, the Amri Beis Shammai, Ina Tzricha, Himen Aget, and Mepharish Begumar, Taima de Savri, Adam Osebilas Abilas Nos, Vein Lan Olacho, Shekitche Bebiya, Ela Baal, Ela Lo Kiddushin. So that's the Re's Kasha, what we just said. The T-Rates, and the Re-Answers, the shiny hasam, the cave and the girsha, v'nisyacherima goli adaite shibilas obilas nus. Aval hacha shehaya mitchila derech nisuin, o ba'alma she'ein la hochacha, ein la nolomer shiasibilas obilas nus. So what's the difference between the two cases? In this case, what happened? They were married. They were married to Rabbanan, but married nonetheless. Thus, if they were living together, we have the right to assume that the husband had no intention whatsoever of being Bola Bielas Nus. He wanted to live with his wife. Wife Daraisa, wife Darabanan, what does it matter? The Torah, as we know it, says that this is a legal marriage. So why on earth would he refrain from being Bola's wife, L'shem Nisuin, Lav Dafka, to be Mekadisher with the Bia, but L'shem Ishus? He's being bold, her having in mind that this is a way a normal married couple behaves. It's halachically mutter. Mashenkin, in the case of Mishnah and Gittin, where are they coming back from? He was just Megarish Ishto, then Lanaima Bapundiki. We're talking about a couple that just got divorced. They know full well that marriage is not going to work for them. They tried it, didn't work out. So now they stay in a hotel. Turns out the wife doesn't have enough money for her own room, or the husband doesn't have money for his own room. So they say, listen, we shared a room for 20 years. We could share a room for one more night. And Lamaisa, nature takes its course. Whatever, they're used to the way they used to act when they were married. And he's baller. You think he's going to be baller, l'shem kiddushin? He's gone down that path before. He's not interested in continuing. So if he was just megarisher, so we're going to say that Dafka in that case, he's going to be bol her l'shem bilas nus. Even though normally the chazaka does exist. Ein adam osa bilasa bilas nus. But over there, he's Dafka going to be bol her l'shem nus because that's what he has demonstrated that he really wants. But in a case over here where he Dafka wants to be bol her l'shem ishus, as a normal husband and wife, so we're not going to say that adam osa bilasa bilas nus. The regular rules are going to apply. And not only that, but in a stam case, the regular rules are also going to apply. That's the Lashon of the Ri. The Ri says specifically, Aval hacha shehoya mitchila derech nisuin o ba'alma she'ein hochacha ein lanu lomar she'yasa bilasa bilas nus. Here, where it's very clear that it's l'shem nisuin, and in general, where there's no raya that he dafka wants to violate nus, we say in on most of bilas bilas nus. Yeah.
In the case of no manas, how does him have bilas shem kiddushin help the situation?
No, not bilas shem kiddushin. It's not the same case. The case of bilas shem kiddushin is the case of laninim apunditki and in our gemara in Ksuvis. But over here in Yevamis, it's just the same chazaka that the man at all costs would want to avoid having his bias nus. And therefore, had he known Meikara that there was a possibility that his wife was going to walk out on him at some point, thereby retroactively being mashva all of his bios into a bias nus, he would have avoided the situation entirely and never married her midrabanan. And thus, these women would have nobody to marry.
You have to say something about those bias.
Bias nus.
The argument bias nus.
Yeah, that's the point. In order to avoid the possibility of that situation ever occurring, he's not going to marry a woman, a younger girl, midrabanan, and then the whole takanas chachamim, kedushin derabanan, is going to go out the window because no one's going to use it. That's how Rashi explains Shitas Beishamai. So it's not the same application of bia l'shem kedushin, rather it's an application of bia, that's why I was calling it bia l'shem ishus. I don't mean ishus in terms of kedushin. I mean, here Tosfos refers to it as bia l'shem nesuin. Derech nesuin, excuse me. It's much clearer.
Since that's going to ruin the takana, therefore what?
Therefore, we don't allow a woman to do miyun after she's already been in a sewer. Yeah.
In terms of the use of child money, getting, I don't know, like, I wouldn't use the word, like, aspesis kashrus, but doesn't that go against the idea of, you know, we assume a person...
That's the Cheskas Kashrus. Ain adam osa bilas osa bilas nus.
But in Gemara Gittin, now he's saying that since he's... So now he's doing a znus action. Like, you're just going to assume that... Okay, yeah, so he was Megarish, so he doesn't like her anymore. So, like, the other way of saying it is that you're assuming that he's, you know, pretty much an animal and is in the same room with a woman and, you know, he's going to be baller. I mean, I don't know if Cheskas Kashrus is the word, but that...
No, it is a Cheskas Kashrus. I think ain adam osa bilas osa bilas nus means the guy is a Cheskas Kashrus, that he doesn't want to violate Averis.
Right, but here, the way we...
Well, so look at it the other way. You're asking Kasha on Beishamai, you're not asking a Kasha on the Ri.
Yeah.
Okay, so fine. But as long as the Ri is learning Beishamai correctly, it's not so bad. You're asking a Kasha on Beishamai, how could you, Beishamai, be choshed that Yisroel, Kedoshimim, are going to be Bo'al Bielznos? Okay, in a chinami. Although, Lemaisa, Tosl says the same thing in the opening daf in Ksuvasl, you know, as well. He says that znus taki ishchiach, znus between a pano and a pnuya, znus between a married man and a pnuya, maybe shchiach. Znus with edim and asra, that's going to be machayev and misa, maybe that's lo shchiach, right? So Tosfos already says that it's not such a far cry from the truth to say that the case of znus happens from time to time, right? Lav dafka that we say znus, that's going to be machayev and misa happens. That's what flow shchiyah. That's the whole machlokes. What lama tiknus ma'am begitin, right? But at the end of the day, your kasha's on Beishamai. So at the end of the day, whether or not you like it, whether or not you like Shitas Beis Shammai, the good news is we don't paskin like Beis Shammai, obviously. But nevertheless, the Ri still could be learning Beis Shammai correctly. Yeah.
Why is it that? Like we have like two extreme cases, and the Ri says at the end, like in the Stam case, that we would say, Beis Shammai holds Ein Adam Boavilos Nus. Why is he picking the like Yevamos side of it?
So that's a good question. You hear what he's asking? I just want to clarify this. He's asking, why is this case the paradigm and that case the exception? As we'll see, other Rishonim say just the opposite.
This case being
Why is the case in Yevamos of Miyun the paradigm? So I thought the push-up shot was that what is the case of Einan Osebilos Abilos Nus? While the guy's being bowl somebody and it's our job to be machriya whether or not that's a Bias Nus or a Bias Kedushin? Is that the case here? Not at all. That's the case in Gittin. He was Boel, some type of Bia, which Mistama, at the outset, looks like a Bia Surah. Then it's up to us to dunk it in the mikvah, give it a bris, whatever. We have to be machshir that Bia. We have to be Megayer that Bia from a Bia's Nus to a Bia's Kedusha. Right? Over here, he's simply living with his wife as a normal husband. So we're going to then come along and say that automatically a person would make his bias nus? No, he's living normally. We don't have to do anything fancy. So what's the pshat? Einan mosa bilas bilas nus? The chashash is that a husband would have the foresight not to get engaged in such a marriage that would might lead retroactively to a bias nus. So you hear what I'm saying? That shows that he's mamish careful about these things. He thinks about it in advance. It's not like, oh, my Yitzhar overtook me and I have to have beer with her, so while he's about to be baller, will you marry me? Okay, sure, let's go. Like, that's the act. That's more of a behemish act than this. This is a person who's thinking in advance. I want to avoid the possibility of a bias nus at all costs. Therefore, he's going to literally refrain from good shidduch opportunities. Again, we don't understand these types of shidduchim, but he's going to refrain from possibly marrying somebody as a tremendous chesed, by the way. You know, it seems like the guy here is doing a big chesed. I can't imagine it's all that much different now than it was back then. It was probably fairly easy for guys to find wives. It wasn't so easy necessarily for the opposite. So this guy's doing a huge chesed. He's marrying a ketana. I'm assuming that, you know, the ketana, as currently constituted, doesn't really make up a fantastic wife at the time, hoping that he'll be able to help her grow up and become a true Bas Yisrael, and that hopefully they'll be able to eventually live together as husband and wife. So he's doing a big chesed. But b'chol zos, he's thinking all the time, I could get myself in serious trouble if she decides to walk away one day. Because I don't want to ever be Boel Abilas Nus. So you see that this is, according to Beis Shammai, this is what's on the guy's mind all the time. And thus, this case would constitute the paradigm much more so than a case where his Yitzhara overtakes him momentarily, and Idafka is going to be Boel Abilas Nus. That's what I thought when I read this Gemara. Okay? All right, that's the Shitas HaTosfos. There are other Rishonim that hold that way too. We'll get back to that. But there is the opinion of the Rush. The Rush is not found in the Yevamos. The Rush is found in Maseches Gittin on the Gemara there. It's in Perek Ches Simen Yud Gimel. The Rush writes just the opposite. The Rush writes, it's dafka in a case where the guy just divorced his wife and now he's lon ima bepundaki. That's where we say that stam daito is l'shem kiddushin. Why? Because over there, it's his former wife and he just divorced her and now they're schmoozing on the way home and he starts saying, what did I do? She's the best thing that ever happened to me. Even with all whatever brought on the divorce, we can work that out. We can take care of that. We had so many good years together, or even if they didn't, we could have had so many good years together. So let's give it another try. So there, it's shayach to say that he was bo'el l'shem kiddushin. Masha'en kein, if a guy stam is mezaneh with a pnuya, we're going to automatically say the guy wants to marry every pnuya that he's mezaneh with? Push up shot, not. Push up shot, the guy is just not so from. And he's not interested in marrying all these girls. He just wants to have a good time. Yeah. No, not at all. He's saying that in a case over here, We paskin ain adam osa bilos abilos nos like Beis Hillel, right? But that doesn't prove anything for other cases. Doesn't prove anything. Yeah, of course, in the case of Yevamis, we'll say ain adam osa bilos abilos nos. A guy doesn't want to have a bias nos because here he was a nice married man. But that doesn't mean that in a case where a panuya, so automatically that's going to be a bias kedushin. Every single time a guy goes, you know, they talk about these dates where the guy spends the night. So every time a guy goes on a date where he spends the night, so he's a married man? Of course not. Why would we assume that that's true? So the Rush says, the only time we apply the svar of eino nos bilos bilos nos is in these types of cases. The case of Yevamis, the case of Gittin, and in case of Ksuvis. All three of those cases were cases where we're dealing with a married couple. Our Gemara in Ksuvis is talking about where he had certain tnayim, okay, but Lamaisa, he planned on marrying this girl. He was Mekadisher with a certain tnayim, that she didn't have any Nadarim or she didn't have any Mumin, but Lamaisa, he wanted to marry her. So too, the case of Megarish Yishto V'lamda V'lana Yima B'Pundiki, he divorced her, but apparently he had second thoughts. And the last but not least case is the case of Mion, where he thought they were married the whole time. So in all those cases, we're talking about exceptions, not the rule. That's how the Rush wants to learn. Yeah.
This case actually came for a bit, the case he didn't. Or, since this is my focus on closing the Rush, would you be able to pass him up based on what his actual das was? Because it's not, it's my focus in the sorrow of what this guy's...
Would his taina make a difference? That's what you're asking?
Yeah, like, let's say he comes and says, like, yeah, I made the mistake. So, Lord, how can you say, like, Tosos, and there you wouldn't apply the Chazak?
I don't think so, based on the way the postgame treat the Shaila. I don't think so. I'm not 100% sure, though. I'm pretty sure not. We don't ask him. Okay. So that's the Shita. So Rush, and the Rush writes that the Rambam holds the same way as well. That we don't take this case of Eidon Amas Obilas Obilas Nus and bring it over like Tosus wants to do to every Stam case. And say the only time where we're going to say a person would make his Bias Nus is the exception to the rule, not the rule. The Rush and the Rambam want to say the rule is, of course, people are unfaithful to their spouses or simply sleep around as single people, and we don't say that every single time that's considered a bias kedushin. I'll read you the lashon of the Rambam because he goes crazy on the Shitas HaGaonim, which seems to indicate something similar to Tosfos.
According to Tosfos, have you ever killed a married man who cheats on his wife?
No, you can't. You don't. Well, we wouldn't anyway. If you boil a pnuya, you're not chayim misa. Neither you nor she is chayim misa. It's totally on whether or not there's an ishus. I mean, unless she's some type of a relative or something like that. But otherwise, it's not full fledged gilui arayis in that sense that you're chayim misa. The Rambam starts off in Hilchos Geirush in Perek Yud Alachi Yates, where he writes, "Horu miktsas hagaonim shekol isha shetibol b'fnei edim tzricha get." Any time a man is boil a woman and there are edim involved, you need a get. Chazaka shein anamoso bilaso bilas nus. Vehigdilu vosifu bedaver zeh she'ola al daitam at shehoru shemishayesh lo ben mishpachto, choshishin lo v'lo tisyabim ishto. I don't want to get into this. This is a separate machlokes that the Rambam has about if you have some type of a ben bias or a shifcha, what the din is there if you seemingly have an affair with them. Do we assume that you were mishachar them in order to be Mekadish them with the Bia? That's a separate issue. It's an important topic, but we're not going to deal with it now. And he says that V'chol advar ma'elu rechokim heim be'einai ad ma'od midarkei ha'ora. These are very far away from the correct psak halacha in my eyes. Vein roi lismach alein shelo amru chacham l'chazak azu ela be'ishto shegirsha bilvad o b'mekadish al tnai u bo'al stam shaharehi ishto u v'ishto hu shechazkaso shein osa bilos abilas nus ad shiyafarish shiyubilas nus o shiyafarish al tnai hu bo'al. Right? Those, the Gemaras that we have, it comes up three times in Shas, that's when it applies. Three times. That's it. Right? And the third time doesn't even apply because that's only Shitas Beis Shammai. So he only quotes the other two. He only quotes our Gemara in Ksuvis, and he quotes the Gemara in Gittin. That's it. Avo bishara noshim, hare kol zona v'cheska shebo l'shem znus, ad sheyifarishu l'shem kiddushin. So he says that any time a person's mezana with a pnuya, why do you have to assume that they're married? You assume that this is a stam l'shem znus, and that's it. That's the Shitas Rambam, as we mentioned, Shitas Rosh. Just parenthetically, the Rosh brings a raya from Shitas Rabbi Elazar that the Rambam does paskin. He brings the raya from Shitas Rabbi Elazar, which I'm not convinced is such a great raya. The Rosh wants to say, he quotes from the Gemara comes up in a bunch of places, specifically in this case, Yevamos Nuntesamet Aleph, Rabbi Elazar, the Tana's Shita is, Panuya Bo Alapnuya Asa'a Zonam. That if a single man has relations with a single woman, he turns her into a zona, and she's asked to marry a kohen. What? That's the Rambam Shitas. Rambam Paskins that way.
Is that the same Gershon?
He mentions it, but there are other Rambams where he says it more of a favorish. So Lamaisa, the Rush wants to bring a raya from there. He says, how come Rabbi Elazar Shita is a zona? Why don't you just say not a saw zona, that a saw ishto? Why don't you say that she's married to him? Or at least make mention of the fact that you don't think that he was bol hilashem kedushin. Say something about it. But no, the fact that he says a saw zona and nothing else is mashma, that of course we assume that the average bias nus was l'shem's nus, not l'shem kedushin. The only problem you have with this raya is, if you look in the Lashon HaGemara every single time, the Lashon HaGemara is actually panui shebo al ishto, pnuya, sorry, shelo l'shem ishus, asa azona. It says specifically, if he's boel apnuya, shelo l'shem ishus. You could definitely be medayik like Tosfos, hostama, hareze l'shem ishus. It seems like a better raya against the Rush than for the Rush. So I really don't know what the Rush was thinking by bringing in that Gemara. Yeah, you have something?
I thought you said before that it doesn't matter what his das was.
No, of course it matters what his das was. The question is, do we trust him after the fact? We bring him to Beis Din and we're going to like kick him off of all the fancy boards that he's a member of because he's living with a woman in sin. And he says, no, that was a bowl of l'shem ishus. Or for carrot. Let's say he wants to run away to another country and we tell him, give your wife a get. He's like, what are you talking about? We're just having a fling. So, do we make him give a get? In other words, he can say certain things that are advantageous to himself either way. So, are we going to believe him when he makes a taina like that in Beis? And that's the question. Shalol, when he was bowler, it was shalol l'shem ishus. So the question is, did he stipulate that this is Dafka Shalol L'Shem Ishus? He says, let's go be Mizaneh. Or does he just say, let's go somewhere? Right? That's the question. So it's really a stronger raya against the Rush than it is for the Rush. I don't really have any good way to explain it. You could argue that the Rush's girsa is different. He doesn't have those three words, but it's pretty much a cop-out. I don't know. I don't know what the pshat in the Rush is, but he does bring it, assuming that that's a raya for himself. So Lamaisa, that's the Shitas Rush. And the Rambam agrees. The Rush and the Rambam have a different machlokus in that Shivcha case, but that's not for us now. But Lamaisa, in this area, they definitely agree that it would not, a stam bia would be assumed to be l'shem's nus, not l'shem ishus. Okay. Trumas Adeshen has a tshuva where he discusses Shitas HaTosfos. The Trumas Adeshen's tshuva is Simen Reish Tes. And specifically where he discusses Tosfos Shita is in the paragraph Dibra Maskel V'Hashto. He writes that this is a big machlokas between Tosfos on one hand and the Rambam and the Rush on the other hand. Do we say in general that a standard affair that a man would have is a Bias Nus, like Rambam and the Rush? Or do we say that it would be a bias kedushin the way Tosfos intimates? So the first question really is, why would the Trumas Hadeshin even bring a raya from that Tosfos? What would be a reason that Tosfos is not a good raya for what the Shita would be halacha l'maisa? Yeah. Saying Tosfos wrote that to answer up a stira between Beis Shammai and Beis Shammai. So halacha l'maisa, do we even pretend that Beis Shammai Shita exists most of the time? Unless we have a tradition that we dafka paskin like Beis Shammai, we say Beis Shammai b'makom Beis Hillel ain't a Mishnah. It's not even a shaila v'elu v'elu. We're not choshish b'shitas Beis Shammai at all. Even the biggest brisker in the world doesn't try to be makayim shitas Beis Shammai. Yeah? You're saying they're in the Rishonim?
The
Gemara explains both shitas of Beis Shammai, but we pass in both times like Beis Hillel.
But don't we more usually not explain Beis Shammai because we have a kind of concept that we don't consider if we're not going to pass like it anyway?
I don't know. There are tons of times where it does. Not tons. I can think of a few offhand that when it does. So I don't know.
But no, but that's usually that might be just to strengthen this.
Okay. So we can say the same thing in all these cases because each time the Gemara brings in Shitas Beis Shammai. So what would Beis Hillel say to that? What would Beis Shammai say to that? So they do it that way. Maybe being Mavara, the Shita that we do Paschal like better. Yeah.
What is Beis Hillel Shita in Stam? Is he all the end?
Yeah, for Beis Hillel is a Dover Pasha. Beis Hillel is a Dover Pasha. Ain't a Mosul Bilos or Bilos. That's what he says in Gittin. So in Gittin, you could argue that. Hold on, let me take a step back. The Rambam and the Rush are saying that of course there is a chazaka that Beis Hillel holds Eina Namosa Bilasa Bilas Nus, right? But that doesn't mean that Beis Hillel means it across the board. Beis Hillel just says that Shita under certain circumstances where the evidence suggests that he doesn't want to be Bola Bilas Nus. When the guy basically says that he's a Paritz and he acts like a Paritz, so we don't assume that he's being Makadish all of these women that he's having affairs with.
I felt the Rush and the Rambam we're all talking within Beis Shammai.
No. I mean, I wasn't clear enough. The Rambam and the Rush are saying that the Gemara in Gittin and the Gemara in Ksuvis are the exceptions to the general rule. Generally speaking, if you see a panoi baal apnuya, then that's an act of znus, finished. You don't have to ask any shailas. However, in a case where there's already a raglayim ledover that he was boral l'shem kiddushin, that's when the chazaka kicks in. That if the guy was thinking, I have options here, should I make it a bias znos or should I make it a bias kiddushin? That's when he's going to say it's bias kiddushin. A guy stam goes around to be mezana is not thinking, oh, I have options here. I can marry any girl that I decide to have an affair with, or I could just be boral l'shem znos. He's going to come out that he was makadish a whole bunch of people. He's not interested in that. So that's what the Rambam wants to learn. Tosfos is saying, no. The chazaka applies across the board. And in fact, even Beis Shammai holds of it. But that one exception was the case in Gittin. But Beis Hillel still holds of it. And that's really the answer to the kasha that I just asked. Isn't this Tosfos shita all within Beis Shammai to answer up the steer of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? So Trumas Hadeshin says, he doesn't explain it this way, but Pasha says this is what he means. That there's no reason to be mechalek in svara between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai is saying, in general, ein mosa bilasa bilas nus. Beis Shammai learns that there's an exception when there's a raglayim ledover that the guy wants nothing to do with the girl. That's when we say, oh, the mosa bilasa bilas nus. That's when the chazaka doesn't apply. And Beis Hillel even then disagrees with him and says the chazaka is so strong that he wouldn't make his bias nus even when he is shown originally that he doesn't want anything to do with her. So Kal v'chomer that Beis Hillel would agree in all other cases when we have it's a little bit more up for grabs what he really wants, then we would say that for sure ain't other Moshe Bilos Abilos knows. That's how you can explain it very easily. The Tosfos of course holds this Svara across the board, just that it helps when you explain Beis Shammai that way. But in Achinami, of course, Beis Hillel never says there's an exception to the rule. Beis Shammai says there's one exception to the rule. When there's a raglayim ledavar against the chazaka, and Beis Hillel says the rule applies every time. You hear? No, he says a different reason in Mian. He doesn't argue with Beis Shammai in the Gemara and Yevamos about why we do say Mian for the Nesua. He has a different shot. Okay. So that's how the Trumas Hadeshin learns the Machlokes. And he actually wants to say that if you look at, and he says Davar Pashut, excuse me, before that, that if you look in the Tosas and Gittin over there, Pei Aleph Amid Beis, the Ramaschal base, right, that Beis Hillel certainly holds that always we say in Elinus and Bilos Bilos Nus, and Beis Shammai is the only one learning the exception to the rule, like I just explained. And he quotes that the Mordechai also brings the same Shita, B'Shem Rabbeinu Baruch, that we always say, Einan Amosu Bilosu Bilos Nus. So what about Halacha L'Maisa? This is, unfortunately, Bizmanenu, Bavonasenu Arabim, this is Halacha L'Maisa every day. What do we say about a man and a woman, either who are Mizanis Tam, or more common that the Shiloh would maybe apply is if they had some type of a secular marriage ceremony and now they're living together as a faithful husband and wife. Would we argue in that case, ain't all the most of bilas or bilas nus? The guy certainly wants to be married to his wife and therefore he's going to be boil the shame kiddushin. And thus, if the husband would ever want to leave his wife, he couldn't just get a civil divorce, he would actually need to give her a get. Assuming one of them cares about that. And it would make a very, very difficult situation for a lot of people. It would be nice on one hand that at least they're married and they're not living together in sin. On the other hand, if one of them ever becomes a balas tshuva, or worse, if the girl doesn't become a balas tshuva, and now she wants to remarry, she gets a civil divorce, now not only was she violating a lifetime of violating Taras HaMashpacha with her first husband, so now she's going to be violating an Isser Eishes Ish for the rest of her life in addition to everything. So obviously it's all B'shogig, but still we try to minimize the amount of Averis that people do during their lifetime, even B'shogig. So it's a very sticky situation. And is there any inyan to try if a Jewish couple that was living together via secular marriage, or even I would venture to say some type of a Reform or Conservative marriage where there was a double ring ceremony and each ring was worth the same amount, maybe then also where the Kiddushin might not be Chal whatsoever because there was no Kinyan, or any other type of bad Kinyan that might have been made. So should you encourage the husband Dafka to give his wife a get if they want to split up, or is there no Inyan whatsoever? This is the Shaila. Yeah.
How is it that the Kana that I forgot who it was that they were not allowed to marry more than one wife nowadays?
The Cherem Darbeno Gershom?
Yeah.
What about it?
So, wouldn't that tell us that even if
somebody brings that in. I'll get back to that. That's a cute part. The Trumas Hadeshin himself actually brings that in at the end. For a different case. But I don't think we're going to go over to the husband and say, listen, buddy, you gave your wife a civil divorce. You should really give her a get, because otherwise you're going to be in cherem. And you don't want that. Nobody's going to give you aliyah. I'd say, what's going to happen? It's like, you don't understand. Bezin's going to give you a curse that's nichnas into your amachi varim. The Gemara Moed Katan says, cherem is a curse that the guy should die. That's what cherem really means. There's a difference between nidui and cherem. Nidui is excommunication. Cherem is a real halachic curse. It's not... Are you pointing to each other because you put each other in cherem? What's the shot? Oh, okay, so you know this, right? It's an osios ramach. Cherem is osios ramach. It's a curse that's nichnas into the ramach evarim. The guy should die. That's why you don't talk to the guy, because you treat him kilu like he's dead. And if the guy would die, you attribute it to the curse that Bezin put on him. So in this case, I don't think the guy's going to be too concerned that a certain great Rishon who he never heard of put him in cherem. I don't think he's so worried. Yeah.
This shot is also going to apply to couples that had no civil marriage either.
So if they're living together, it's not what we call living together, Bizman is there. So that's a good shaila also. What about people who are living together? It's possible. We'll see. We'll play out the svaras. We'll try to play out the svaras. Yeah.
We're not talking about people who were just Mizan at one time, because then there's no revival there necessarily.
That's already the shita that Tosa seems to be working with, that if you just Mizan with somebody one time, Mistama, you were Makadishir. Right? So if you hold that Tosus is the Iker, maybe you'd say that if the guy's Mizana with 10 different women, then he's married to at least some of them. I'll say some of them, because we'll see. It's not so posh. Halacha l'maisa, I don't think anybody would argue that you're really married to them in those cases. Because you could even say it's a gloy milsa l'mafreya that the guy was just sleeping around. He didn't really have intention to marry any of them. We're not going to say after the guy is mezana with 10 different women, ain't not a mosa bilas abilas nus already. Right? Okay, but we'll see. We'll see. Let's go through there's really three tshuvas that I'm aware of in the Rishonim. Let's talk about two of them. First tshuva I want to go through is the tshuva Sarivosh. Now, let's keep... What?
This is a great name for this year.
Okay, I'm excited. So I'll read you the Shaila. It's a long Shaila, I'm not going to read it. Okay, I was just kidding. The Tshuva Sarivosh is right at the beginning of the Sefer, Simen Vav. Simen Vav. Shaila is basically that you have a Jewish man and a Jewish woman who became Meshumadim to Christianity, and they had a Christian wedding ceremony where the priest married them. And after a while, the man decided to run away. The man decided to run away, leaving the wife on her own. And was she pregnant? Yeah, she was pregnant as well.
Were they married under a Jewish person?
No, they were never married. They were never married. They got married under a Christian wedding. They got married under a Christian priest. And she got pregnant, and the husband ran away and didn't seem like he was coming home. And now the wife wants to be Chozer B'tshuva. She realizes that this was not the derech for her. And we want to know whether or not she needs a get. So this is the shaila that the Rivash was asked. So the Rivash gives five reasons why he thinks, the wife doesn't need a get. Some of them, you'll see, are more compelling than others, but Lamaisa, he feels very strongly that there was definitely no marriage at all. He says, number one, nobody ever gave anybody the Kiddushin. There was no Kinyan. He says, what do? They say, I now pronounce you man and wife by the power vested in me. Right? It's very important to remember something. Who's the least important guy at a Jewish wedding? So that's actually not true. The guy who reads the Ksuba is probably less important. But the Masada Kedushin is at least the second least important guy at the wedding. Right? Because at least there was some type of a takana that the Gemara had, kol sheino baki b'tiv gittin b'kedushin lo yehelo esik imoyim. Right? So there was a takana that there should be a Masada Kedushin. There should be a Rav who's an expert in Hilchos Kedushin that is Masada the Kedushin. But Lamaisa, he's not marrying you. He's not doing anything which makes the marriage happen. If he wasn't there and you gave your wife a ring and say, Arei HaMekudeshes Li, in front of two kosher edim, you are 100% married. Right? So the Masada Kiddushin doesn't marry you. But Mestama, the way, at least in the Rivash's time, and I think Bezman Hazeh as well, the person says, by the power vested in me, I now pronounce you man and wife. So apparently I have these kochos to marry two people. And it's not because they married one another, it's dafka because I presided over the ceremony. And thus, they hold that it wasn't a Kenyan Kiddushin at all, it was simply, you know, like what the Goyim think kosher is. The rabbi blessed the food is now kosher. So the rabbi blessed the couple is now married. Right? And thus, we say that they are not married because there was no Kiddushin. Okay, so we were taking that as a davar pashut. We were assuming in the Shiloh that the weddings don't mean anything. So that doesn't really constitute much of a reason that helps us one way or the other. So you get on to the second reason. So the Rivash gets on to the whole shir that we just had about Einan Mosa Bilos Abilos Nus and the Machlokish Rishonim. And he says, Lamaisa, the Iker Deya is the Dasa Rambam. And he quotes other Rishonim that hold like the Rambam. We read the Rush, he quotes others. That we don't apply the Chazaka of Einan Mosa Bilos Abilos Nus except in the two times that the Gemara brought it in, since in those cases we have an umdana that idafka was ba'aleh l'shem kiddushin, that's why he needs a get. Mashenkin, in other cases, we don't assume that he was ba'aleh l'shem kiddushin, even in our case where he thought he was marrying her, But nevertheless, we consider it a Maisa's Nus Ba'alma, unless there was a serious Raglayim Ladover that he was Ba'aleh L'Shem Kiddushin, we don't apply it. And here there's no Raglayim Ladover. He doesn't expound that much on why, but we will later. Yeah. What's the reason?
He's a goy. Well, he's not going.
He's a meshumid. Okay.
So if you're going to say that him divorcing his wife was enough of reason even for Beis Shammai to say no, so you would say came to the same next one.
He's marrying his wife.
He says that Beis Hillel would still agree that.
And Beis Hillel would hold that way, right?
Still hold it.
Okay, but we'll see. You're not off base. We'll see that there are some svaras to say that he was not Ba'aleh L'Shem Kiddushin anyway. Reason number three. Even if you hold that he was Ba'aleh L'Shem Kiddushin, and the bia that he had with her as a husband and a wife was dafka a bia of ishus. He wanted to be married via that. However, clearly, he has no interest in a Jewish marriage. Baharaya, he had a Gaisha priest marry him. And thus, he's clearly not interested in a Kiddushin, Kedas Moshe B'Yisrael. So even if he was Ba'aleh L'Shem Kiddushin, he wasn't Ba'aleh L'Shem Kiddushin of a Jew. So whatever he had in mind, it wasn't the right thing. Yeah?
Where do we know that it has to be, the actual B also has to be,
Not Dafka the words Kiddush Moshe B'Yisrael. Certainly not.
Like he has to have think that I'm like being whatever.
I'm doing the mitzvah of Kiddushin or the Hechsher mitzvah of Kiddushin or whatever. But it's okay. Hechsher mitzvah doesn't necessarily need kavana, right? But even so, he's not having in mind whatever the Jewish view of Kiddushin, right? He's not thinking of the Ramban in the first paragraph of Kiddushin that it's not a Kenyan mumin, it's a Kenyan shel iser. And the Edim are not Edim, the Birur Hadavar, the Eids, the Kiyam Hadavar. He doesn't have any of the Reb Chaims in mind. How could he possibly get married? No, but I'm saying, seriously though, he...
Essentially the second answer.
What?
Essentially the second answer, if it's the second parent. If it's not L'Shem Kiddushin, then obviously... if he's doing L'Shem
Kiddushin... No, he's saying that the second answer was Mistama, he has in mind L'Shem's Nus anyway. And even if he doesn't have in mind L'Shem's Nus, he has in mind L'Shem something that the Jews don't necessarily consider marriage.
Which would be then
Nus. Yeah, but it's a nice in Timsel Omer. I don't know if I'm explaining it right, but it works. Yeah. Okay, but the Rivash definitely wasn't assuming that was true. But it's still, even if you don't have to say it, you still have to have in mind whatever the Torah calls marriage, that's what I'm planning on doing. Right? You can't just say, will you marry me, and think that marriage means something from another religion. That doesn't necessarily work. Okay. And not last but not least, fourth, says specifically this guy definitely did not have in mind L'Shem Kiddushin. Says Vaharaya, the guy was a paritz. He ran away when the second his wife got pregnant. He clearly wasn't interested in having a long and happy marriage with this woman. So Mamela, even if you would argue the other svaras in other cases, you wouldn't say it here when the guy's running away. And the fifth reason is that they were violating all kinds of halachas. They were violating all the dinim of Taras Mishpacha. So what's the whole chazakah of Einan Amosa Bilas Obilas Nus? Why would a person do an Avera when he could just as easily do something Beheter? People are not chashed to do major Averis. So this guy apparently is chashed to do major Averis. He's being Bo'ol Anida every single time. I assume the woman never went to the mikvah, and even if she did go to swimming in a lake or whatever, it's not like Rav Moshe's Tshuva by the Balas, they're talking about the daughter of the Balas Tshuva. Rav Moshe's Tshuva, there's a big shaila in general, because the Gemara says that a Bas Nida or a Ben Nida is going to have very bad Nidos. So the shaila then is, how could you ever marry a balas tshuva? Right? Stama, her mother was Anida when she gave birth to her. Or when she conceived her, at least. What? Right, so Ramosha has a very dochak tshuva there. He says, listen, I don't know what to tell you. If you do some type of an extra birur that she has excellent midos, so you see that she must not have been a Bas Nida for some reason. maybe her mother went swimming in a kosher mikvah, something that constitutes a kosher mikvah when she was conceived, and therefore she wasn't a nida at the time, and you have the right to assume that she wasn't a bas nida because you see with your own eyes that she has good midos. The Stipler writes the more mistaber teretz. The Stipler writes that it's a robe, it's a chazaka that they're going to have bad midos. But if you see with your own eyes that she has excellent midos, so you don't have to be somech on that chazaka. There's a mida to every robe. And certainly when it comes to single individuals, we are chayish lemida. So therefore, both the Moshe and the Stipler paskin, you don't have to worry about it, but for different reasons. Lemaisa, there are, in Hasidic circles, I think many, many people are makbid on this. So, okay. It's a question. Yes. Eitan, yes. Okay. Does the Isser need to override the Isser's? What do you mean? You can be Makadish and Nida. That's the big shaila on the third parak. Yichayv Karis. So what's the, do we say, it's not going to be an issue because what's the punishment for being Bol Anida? What? Bol Anida's Karis. At worst, for being Bol Apnuya, you're going to get Malkus. So, I don't know, that's the... Kedushin's not Tovis on Anida, or Nisuin's Machlokus? No, Anida's the exception to that. Yeah. Nida is the exception to that. Rambam says that beferish. That's the Rambam that you use to answer up the Ram's kasher of Yeshchupal Apsulos. Right. And he says, Kedushin is not tofes by any of the Arias except for Nida. Oh, so you see that he holds that Nida is the Dingili Arias. So Yeshchupal Apsulos doesn't mean Yeshchupal Arias. Right? Okay. Good. That's basically the tshuva of the Rivosh. Take a look when you get a chance. The Trumas HaDeshen that we mentioned before is dealing with a little more of a colorful shaila. Both pretty colorful shailas. Trumas HaDeshen is a little shorter, so I definitely will read the shaila. As I mentioned, it's in Siman Reish Test. Ploni echad holeich imo besula achas meir leir. Certain guy is bringing a certain besula with him from place to place that he travels. Va'omer shehi ania v'rotzo alicha el krovel. He says that she's a poor girl, and he needs to bring her home to her relatives. Achar kach nodeh shim uberes hi, v'kresa ben shinel, v'amr l'chol shemimenu nisabra. So there everyone sees that she's pregnant, and she says it's from this guy. He's the father. V'chein yesh raglayim l'davar b'umden anikeres. And also, there's a lot of circumstantial evidence that seems to indicate that that's true. V'hu makhisha v'amr shalo po'al ima ol, ovel, sorry, shalo po'al ima ovel, v'nosan samasla l'davar, he has some kind of an excuse, she'enich nesolos naim, but nobody really believes him. La'achar z'man rutz to osa besula li nasei. So this girl, apparently, he calls her osa besula, but Lisa, she's probably a mother at that point, so she wants to get married to somebody. The Karu Miktas Yode Sefer Tagar Al Nisuin below get me also ploni nisabramine. So everyone in town, certain people who know, say, what's going on here? She had a kid from somebody else. How's she marrying this guy without a get? Kiyomer Shekvar Kamapam Ifticha Lisa and Alaka Ikalamar Shema Kitcha Bibia. Ula also ploni Yeshlo Haris. Yeshkan Bas Mekosholav. So he wants to know, do we have to worry about this taina or not? Was he Mekadish or Bibiya or not? And what's the halacha? Does she need a get in order to marry somebody else? That's the shaila of Trumas HaDeshen. So the Trumas HaDeshen brings in the Makoris that we're talking about. The Trumas HaDeshen wants to say that when you throw in Tosvos and you throw in the Rabbeinu Baruch and the Mordechai, then Tosvos is a very strong sheet in the Rishonim against the Rambam and the Rosh. See, it's funny, the way the Rivosh presents it is like, yeah, there is a Tosus out there, but there's the Rambam and the Rosh and him. And he says, that's the majority Shita. He says, no, Tosus is the stronger Shita. It's Tosus in two places. Right? So I don't know if that counts. But he says it's Tosus in two places, and the Rabbeinu Baruch holds that way in the Mordechai, so you got to go. You got to go with Tosus. I mean, it's the Trumas HaDeshen, and he's always sticking up for the Ashkenazim, so... Maybe he's holding Dafka that's the Iker. But Lamaisa, he brings in the Rambam, he brings in the Rosh, and he does some nice, very nice lumdus in the other Machlokas Rambam and the Rosh with the Shivcha. But Lamaisa, he seems to say that Tosfos is the Iker, Tosfos is the Iker Mahalach over here. However, here, he wants to say that you don't have to be Choshish for the Kedushin anyway. Why not? Since in general, for Kiddushin, we need two Edim. Right? In the Gemara in Gittin, it says, yeah, we have Edim, we have either Edei Yichud or Edei Bia. If it was Libo Gaspa, we have Edei Yichud. If it's Edei Libo Gaspa, then we need Edei Bia. But okay, here, we don't have anything. Why don't we have anything? Because he claims nothing ever happened. So what are the chances that he was Miyachid two Edim? And the two Edim saw that they had beer together. Because we don't know that's necessarily a case of Libo Gaspa. And even if you want to argue, he doesn't say this part, but even if you want to argue that it's a case of Libo Gaspa, so what? There aren't even any Edim to the Yichud. There's a Raglayim Ladover that we saw them looking at each other. So wait, I don't know what the Raglayim Ladover exactly were. But Lamaisa, nobody saw that they were Misyachid one with the other. Nobody had any real evidence that there was an affair going on here. And therefore, we don't have the right to say that there were Edim to whatever Bia might have constituted a Bia's Kedushin. Even though he seems to hold that the Iker Sheet is Sheet Zatosvos. You hear? So he says, nevertheless, we're not Choshish for the Kedushin under these circumstances. And he says, and even if you want to argue that the Taka were Edim, and he doesn't want to be Bola Bia's Nus, but the problem is, how do you say that he knew that he needs Edom in the first place? How do you say that he knew that he needs them? Maybe you want to argue that the Chazak is 100% alive and well. And he knows Edom Bilasobilas Nus. And he wants to be Bola L'Shem Kiddushin. Did he Dafka have Edom for that Kiddushin? Maybe he thought that he doesn't need Edom. Why? Because he knows that there's a Din of Odos Baldin. And what are the Edom for anyway, right? The Edim are just to say that a marriage took place. So if both of us are willing to admit that a marriage took place, we have a Hodas Baldin, what do we need Edim for? Maybe he doesn't know the lumdus of Hodas Baldin, but at least he knows that Edim are there to testify that a marriage took place. And we don't need anybody to testify. We're so in love that we'll both be moda any time that the marriage took place. Obviously, that didn't come out that way. But at the end of the day, he assumes that she and he both wanting to be bullish in Kiddushin is better than any two Edim. Right? So we know the Gemara in Kiddushin, Kitchu Bein Olavino, is not good. Ay, Odos Baldin, the Gemara has to say, no, it's Chav Lachrini, or it's Kasha, what that Teretz means. But Lamaisa, the Gemara says Beferish in Kiddushin, that we don't allow Odos Baldin when it comes to Kiddushin. And thus, he thinks that that's good enough, and he was Boel or L'Shem Kiddushin, but he was Boel or Bein Ola Veina, thinking that the Odos Baldin was going to be good enough. And then after the fact, even if later on there were Edei Yichud, or even Edei Bia, he's not going to have in mind that he's being Mekadosher with those subsequent Bias. He's having in mind Aldas Bia Soar Rishona. And therefore, the Kiddushin's never going to be good, and we have that Gemara in Ksuvis. Warren Ksuvah on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph says, "Hamekadish b'milveh ubala ain choshish in the kedushin. Dal das kedushin arishonim ubal." He doesn't know that you're not going to be mekadish b'milveh, and thus he could be baller 1,000 times afterwards. His whole das is on the original kedushin, so he's never going to be baller l'shem kiddushin. And yeah, there's a chazaka in Adamosa Bilasa Bilas Nus, but he doesn't think he's being baller Bilas Nus. So he's making a mistake anyway. Thus, the Trumas Hadeshin comes out that even though the chazaka of Tosus is alive and well, and really we assume that if the guy had a choice, he would be baller l'shem kiddushin. Here, either there are no Edim, or it's shaykh to say that his das was on the original kiddushin, which might have been done without Edim, and therefore we're not choshish l'kiddushin. Then he quotes a case more similar to the Rivash, that when they had a Christian marriage, he also was asked the shayla, when they had some type of a Christian wedding. So he says in his particular Shiloh, the guy was also a Poritz Barayis, and he says that even when he was still a Jew, he was known as a Poritz Barayis. He says, we didn't lose such a good one. Obviously, we don't want to lose anybody. But it wasn't the cream of the crop that we lost on that occasion. And therefore, there's no reason to say whatsoever that when he married this Jewish girl at a Christian ceremony that he had in mind after the fact that he bol her l'shem kiddushin, the stoma, he just wanted to live with her, and therefore he needed to do it in some type of a way that would be acceptable in society, and therefore he had a Christian wedding. But the guy doesn't believe much in Judaism, doesn't believe much in Christianity. It's nothing really to talk about. He's just trying to get by. And therefore, when the girl finally became a balas tshuva, he did not require her to receive a get. And in the last paragraph in the tshuva, he talks about there are other shilas. He says, we find out from time to time that there's a girl that gets pregnant and she blames a certain guy. And even when there's a raglayim ladavar, the guy, of course, denies it every time. And even if there's a raglayim ladavar that it was actually that guy, we don't really require the guy to give his wife a get. Number one, because we assume that yes, in general, ein anamoso bilaso bilaznus, but lemaisa, here it's so obvious that he was boil hilashem's nus. Right? He was dafka sleeping around. He's denying the whole thing. So there's certainly A, weren't any adim, like we said before, and B, here it's clear that he wants to be boil hilashem's nus. Additionally, he says some of these men are married men. So now we get into another shiloh, which you brought up earlier. What about the Cherem Darabenu Gershom? So you have a married man. Would you say that he has two choices? He can either be Baal Her L'Shem Kiddushin and violate the Cherem Darabenu Gershom, or it can be Baal Her L'Shem's Nus and not have a problem. So we don't automatically assume that he was Baal Her L'Shem Kiddushin because there's an Isser, Bizman Azet, to marry two wives. So if the guy was married, you have another Umdina to say that he did not, he was not Baal El Hashem Kiddushin. Yeah.
On that first, the svar that he brings that, in that case, with the pregnant girl, and him and the guy's denying it. I mean, it might be possible that the guy originally wanted to have you with her same Kiddushin, and changed his mind later, like after she gets pregnant or whatever it is. So there's the fact that he doesn't want to get married, doesn't want to be in the relationship right now, shouldn't be like a,
right, so they're looking at it not from a relationship. I hear what you're saying. They're looking at it not from a relationship standpoint as much as what's the chazak? The chazak is people would rather not do averis if they could avoid them. Does this guy look like the kind of guy who wants to avoid averis? Look what he just did. He ran off on his wife, said he wants to live a life of avkeris. The yisod of enanos adam osa bilaso bilas nos is that people would rather not live a life of avkeris. They want to live a life of Torah and mitzvahs. This guy clearly is nicholeb avkeris. So therefore, we don't have the right to assume that he wanted to be baal el hashem kiddushin. Now, you are correct. He might have changed his mind, but all we have in front of us are the facts. You hear what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So then, I mean, maybe I'm misunderstanding the concept of chazaka, but like, you know, what's the chazaka? You know, like, I don't know if it's chazaka.
The chazaka is the starting point. The chazaka is, what are our assumptions going in? We have circumstantial evidence. Chazaka is excellent circumstantial evidence, right? But
so
then,
like, for example, like, say, you know, in secular college, they have, you know, sadly, all these people that are doing these things. Like, the stoma, they're not doing the shame condition, even if there are eight in there, you know, like,
right, so that's what I was saying to Ari before, that if the guy is Mizana with 10 women, do we say he has 10 wives? Or by the sixth woman, do we get the message that he's not being Mizana L'Shem Kiddushin? Right? So it's shayach to say that we get the message at some point, and all of the wives are considered not married. So that's, you could say such a thing. Okay, so that's, it brings us to the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah does quote both the Tshuvas of the Tshuvas Adeshin and the Rivosh. And he seems to paskin that in the case where a person became a mumer l'avodah zarah and he had some type of a Christian or secular wedding ceremony, we're not choshish for the kiddushin. The Pischei Tshuva quotes from the Makna in kiddushin, which is the Hafla in Ksuvis, same guy. The Makna and the Kuntres Acharon there, the Pischei Tshuva is in Sifkat and Beis of Evan Ezu Simon Chavov. That's the Rama there. Siv Aleph in the Rama.
What Siman is Rama?
Siman Chavov. In Ebenezer. So he says, first of all, the Riva's fifth reason, the Rivash's fifth reason I'm not so into. That's what the Machna wants to say. He says, what was reason number five? The whole Yisod of Einan Masa Bilasa Bilas Nus is that people who don't want to do Averis, but look, he's living with her, not keeping Taras HaMishpacha, he's being Bali Surikaris every single day. So what's going on here? So he says that, yes, that might be true, Dafka by Taras HaMishpacha, we're talking about Isurikaris, but we wouldn't necessarily apply that to smaller Isurim, like the fact that he married her without Iksuba, or the fact that he married her without Birkas Eris and Birkas Nesuin. So, yes, I might agree with you that Hilchas Nid is a Raya, but we don't automatically say that other Isurim that he violates are a Raya. And he brings a strange Raya to his Shita, and he says that we know that Bismana Gemara, the Amoraim asered Kiddushe Bia. Right? So they asered Kiddushe Bia, yet we're arguing that this guy wants to be Mekadesh Bibia. How could he be violating that Isidur Abanan? Elamai, you see that people hold different levels for different Isurim. Everybody has a line in the sand that they don't want to cross. Unfortunately, that line often does not exactly coincide with what the Torah says. It's arbitrary. So this guy drew an arbitrary line to say, he's like, I'm not a complete Avarian that I'm going to run around being Mizana, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to follow every single thing the Chachamim say, that I'm not going to be Mekadesh Bibia. If I could get out of the Isser of being Mizana, then I'm certainly going to be Mekadesher. Rav's going to not like me? Okay, so Rav won't like me so much. He probably wouldn't like me anyway if he met me. Right? So he's not so concerned. He's not so concerned. So that's his raya that you see that maybe, yeah, you could apply it to Hilchas Nida, Taras HaMishpacha, but you couldn't necessarily apply it to every Isser under the sun. Lamaisa, I'm not so sure how that plays out in Halacha, because people who don't have Jewish weddings are keeping Taras HaMishpacha. Okay, so I'm not so sure what. But Lamaisa, I don't think the raya is a good raya for him anyway. Because what does he say? That the raya that people are not so choshish for smaller Isurim is that he was Mekadesh Rabbi in the first place. And we dafka say that instead of being Mizana. But is that really true? That he's violating Isur Derabbanan in our cases of Gemara? Who is the author of that Isur? That should not be Mekadesh Rabbi. I believe it's Rav, right? Beishamim Bisil didn't know about Rav, Mistama. Beishamim Bisil did not know that Rav existed in the future. Thus, I don't think you could explain Beishamim Shita and Bisil Shita may not also be Lasso Bilas Nus as a case where the guy's thinking about this Issa Derabbanan when he's having in mind to be Mekadesh Bibia. Furthermore, who's the author of the statement in our Gemara, Eidan Masa Bilasa Bilas Mus? It's Rav himself, right? So it's quite possible that Rav said that statement knowing full well that, yeah, I'm going around giving Malkus to people who are being Mekadesh Bibia, but nevertheless, hasn't yet caught on. People don't realize that I'm going around giving people Malkus, that's why I have to keep doing it. So it's Shaykh that the Isser hadn't caught on yet, so I'm not really sure why the Machnas Raya works. By the way, the Gemaras that say Rav Mangid Aman the Kaddish Bibia, one's Kedushin Yid Bezim et Alf, one's Yivamis Nid Bezim et Alf. But it's both times Rav. In addition, there's a Shals and Chuvah's Beis Ephraim, where he quotes from the Shagas Aryeh. The Beis Ephraim is in Siman Gimel. The Shagas Aryeh is not published in his regular Chuvah's, but it's quoted by the Beis Ephraim. He quotes from the Shagas Aryeh that once the Rabbanon Asered Kedushe Bia, we don't automatically say this chazaka anymore. We don't say the chazaka ain't other most abilas abilas nus because there's an issur derabbanan in mekadesh bibia. So you see clearly that the issur to be mekadesh bibia doesn't play a role in the chazaka beforehand. Halacha lemaisa, I don't know if we would say such a thing that nowadays, because the Rishonim don't say it. Shagasari said it, but the Rishonim didn't bring this in at all. Right, he definitely thought so. Anything Shagas Aryeh says, you got to take very seriously. But Lamaisa, the Rishonim didn't bring it in, that once there's an Issa Derabbanan Mekadesh Bibia, we don't assume that the person would rather be Mekadesh Bibia. or rather not be Mekadesh would be, excuse me. So he put, Shagasari basically took the whole Shaila out of play. But nobody seems to say, take that so seriously. The Beis Ephraim takes it seriously, but I don't see that coming up so as such a major issue. But Lamaisa, it does seem to be Docha, the Raya of the Machna. Okay. Halach Lamaisa Bezman HaZeh. A lot of people wrote tshuvas about this. Rav Moshe has two tshuvas in Ebenezer Chelek Aleph. One's in Siman Ayin Hey, one's in Siman Ayin Zion. He quotes from Rav Henkin, Rav Yosef Henkin, who was the big posek in America before a lot of the European Jews came over after the war. He quotes from Rav Henkin. I've never seen Rav Henkin's tshuva inside. Rav Moshe writes that Rav Henkin is matzrich a get medina. Rav Henkin requires a get halacha lemaisa, and he's choshesh to the kedushin. He's very much choshesh to the kedushin, and he says even b'shas adchak you really got to try to get a get. Rav Moshe says you should certainly get a get lechachila, but you don't have to be choshesh b'diyeved. He says I could come up with a lot of ways to pass on this kedushin, that you don't have to worry about it so much. Talking about not no we're not so let me go back a little bit. Sorry about that. I jumped the gun. The Shaila Bezman HaZeh is not the same as the Shaila that Trumas HaDeshen was dealing with and the Rivash was dealing with in the Ramah Pas and Shulchan Aruch. Nowadays we're dealing with completely secular wedding ceremonies where we don't really know much about the couple at all. Or we could be dealing with a reform or conservative ceremony where they were having what they thought to be a Jewish wedding. And really, they have no interest in a life of Hefkeris. So you got to throw out a lot of the svaras that they talk about in those specific situations where it's blatantly obvious that the guy wasn't interested in the chazaka. And really, what's going to end up boiling down to is a machlokes between the Trumas HaDeshen and the Rivash. Because the Trumas HaDeshen seems to think that Tosus is the Iker Shita, that the average person does not want to make his Bia Biznus. And the Rivash wants to say that the average person would, like the Rambam and the Rush. And thus it really comes down to that machlokas. Now the one major out that you can come up with is that since the guy Taka had a Jewish wedding, or he had some kind of secular ceremony, so his das is always going to be on the Kedushin Rishonim. And thus he's never going to be Bolher L'shem Kedushin, because he doesn't think that he's being Bolher Bilas Nus. You hear? So that's really the number one reason, I think, Bezman HaZeh, where really all of the other factors fall by the wayside, and you have the right to assume perhaps that Halacha is like the Trumas HaDeshen, that he doesn't want to make it a Bias Nus. And even if you would say that the Halacha is really like the Rivash, that the Iker Sheet is Tosos, you could argue here this Dafka Raglai Ledover. He gave all these vows, he says, till death do us part, and he really wants to stay with her for the rest of his life. So that's considered he wants a Maisa's Nus? In a case where you said before they're just living together. So Mamela, the reason they're just living together is because he wants out. He wants a chance to get out of it. And thus, he would consider this organized znus. That would be the Ravid's version of the Isser of Losia Kadesha. Right? You know what I'm talking about? Okay, whatever. So that would be the Ravid's version of Losia Kadesha against the Rambam. But at the end of the day, I don't think living together we would ever ask a Shaila, because they dafka don't want to be married. That's what living together is for. You first get married for about 10, 15 years, and then when you're too old to have children, you want to have children. So that's the new American way these days, that you want to get married for 15 years to try it out. And yet the divorce rate continues to be high, so l'chair it's not a successful mahal. But, yeah.
There's no issue of getting a get when it's possibly
unnecessary. No, there's no get levatola. The Gemara has that all the time. Yeah, the Gemara has it all the time. It's a suffix as you give a get. Right? The Gemara has that all the time. Okay, so that's really... And you should read Rav Moshe's two tshuvas on the topic. One is more explicit than the other. But and if you could ever... If you get a copy of Rav Hinkin's tshuva somehow, I have no idea how to get it. But please make me a copy. Okay. Evan Hayes, the Chelek Aleph, Evan.